USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly hate crime has been foiled in Pueblo, Colorado. That's where a white supremacist is now under arrest over claims he'd made that he was going to blow up a synagogue there.
Mr. Holzer indicated that he wanted to do something that would let Jewish people in the Pueblo community know that they are not welcome and that, according to him, they should leave or they will die.
That's U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn, who says Richard Holzer was taken into custody by undercover FBI agents after suggesting that bombs should be used to destroy the Temple Emmanuel. The 27-year-old also accused of scouting out the synagogue and attempting to get the explosives to blow it up. A fight broke out at a Popeye's location in Prince George's County, Maryland last night over one of those new sandwiches being offered by the chain. A man ended up fatally stabbed. Another man's on the run. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
President Trump holds a rally last night in Kentucky where he's greeted by a lot of supporters wearing shirts that say, "Read the transcript." Here's more from USA's Robin Walensky.
This refers to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. The president at the rally...
Mr. Biden, totally what's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo. Sir, it's totally unsubstantiated, sir.
I've never seen anything like it.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Rand Paul was at that rally and wants the White House whistleblower to be publicly identified. The lawmaker is saying the whistleblower must be named and challenge the media to do it. Paul says Congress must have the courage to defend President Trump. The whistleblower complaint about the Ukraine scandal is what jump-started the impeachment investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In New York, some city and state lawmakers are upset that Mayor Bill de Blasio has chose another white male to run the NYPD instead of choosing a person of color. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio tapped the chief of detectives, Dermot Shea, to replace outgoing James O'Neill as the new police commissioner. City Council member I. Denique Miller says... the NYPD should reflect the city it serves.
Done a great job in the rank and file, but the leadership where policy is set really has to reflect the city overall, and this was a missed opportunity to do so.
Actor Alec Baldwin is now suing a man he got into a fight with last year over a parking spot in New York City. In Baldwin's defamation lawsuit, he claims that the man lied to police last November when he told cops that the actor punched him as the argument heated up. Baldwin admits to pushing the man during the scuffle, but says he never hit him. The man's lawyer says Baldwin's lawsuit is an effort to intimidate and silence his client. And the judges on ABC's Dancing with the Stars are still handing Sean Spicer the lowest scores, but the fan vote continues to keep the former White House press secretary in the competition. Last night he jazz danced to Come Sail Away, but as usual, someone had to go, and this time it was the Office star Kate Flannery. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.